What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisanti from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, the cash grain market here in North Dakota, the difference between the local price you see elevators paying and what Canadian buyers and world buyers are willing to pay for this product is just amazing. So a lot of product here being hauled right to Canada up to the north. And then you look at specialty crops, something like sunflowers. Wow, what a price. So just seeing canola, sunflowers, and edibles, and things that are very specific to the Northern Plains growing region, absolutely on fire when it comes to price.
We certainly have a lot of choices when you look at the crop mix in this state.
Looking at 2022, it's dynamic. And I talked to a couple friends, Don, and I just do not see how North Dakota will be able to get back a surplus of grain here in a year or two. We're looking at a 2-3 year process here, especially as most of our grains being ground up for profitable ethanol and exported to Canada. North Dakota farmers, for the first time in a long time, have choices of what they can grow next year with profitability.
Spring wheat, that was the big story Friday.
Whew, spring wheat up 30 cents. It's up another 10 cents right now. $10 spring wheat Friday, $10.20 today. So spring wheat, absolutely on fire. That doesn't leave us a lot for what's not hot, but we do have a few things. So what's not hot? Natural gas prices on the move. Opened up 6% last night. Of course, as you know, natural gas and crude oil, very influential on inputs and fertilizer. So energy sector across the world bid overnight. It's dragging all commodities up, but that comes at a price here to the American farmer.
Yeah, no doubt those input costs are certainly going to be an issue as we move forward. What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisanti from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota.